This is ESPN Chicago, WNVP, WTBC, HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Also, you can take us to go on the ESPN Chicago app. Take that app and take us anywhere with you, including all the way up to Michigan, where Mike is right now, as this segment brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort, up north Michigan golf without the drive. And we are pleased to be joined now by the CEO of Tullamore Golf Resort. Matt Golden joins us on the CDGA Golf Show alongside with Mike up in at wonderful Tullamore Golf Resort. Good morning, Matt. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, good morning. Great to be back with you guys.
Matt, it's so good to be up here, and I have to first and foremost say thank you. This has been a trip that has gone so amazingly well and beyond our wildest imaginations because you have a creative mind and an imagination, and I think that's what makes Tullamore such a special place to be here. And so thank you for just being an amazing host for the CDJ and GAM, and we couldn't thank you enough.
Well, Mike, I think we're a dangerous duo because when we get going, we come up with stuff and keep piling on and piling on and piling on. And this is turning into just such a fun event. And, you know, I heard you mention in the open earlier, there are friendships being made here, and that was always the goal and the vision, you know, that, you know, we've just got Lake Michigan in between us, a couple hours travel time, and get some great people up, play some great golf for a couple days, and have a lot of fun.
Well, you know, they say the Ryder Cup, they go across the pond for the competitions. We here in Chicago, we do it the old-fashioned way. We drive around the lake to come up to pure Michigan.
Maybe next year we start it with a sailboat race or something.
There you go.
Yeah, Chicago to Muskegon.
They actually kind of have that.
This sounds dangerous.
So as we come upon this amazing resort at the highest primed part of the season, how is 2024 looking versus last year for you as a resort, a regional, national brand, but how is the industry as a whole doing post-COVID?
You know, golf continues to be very hot right now. And, you know, in the resort side of things, we get to see a little bit different part of the industry. Your daily fee courses, the courses that you go out and play on the weekend are one thing, but when you get to come to a place like Tullamore and St. Ives, you're really putting together those buddy trips, those couple trips, those you know, kind of milestone trips to go experience something a little bit different than you experience every day. And that what we're finding is in the buddy trips, in the couple trips, they're finding more buddies. They're finding more couples. They're excited that their friend who maybe didn't golf as much or you know, as often a couple years ago is now willing to go out with his friends and take it on the road a little bit. So it continues to be just absolutely great, both, I know, for the local courses, but as the destination course here, golf is just on fire right now.
Well, and to that point, how is next year already looking for, if people say, well, you know, Matt, it's a little late in the summer, kids just went back to school, but man, I'd like to start thinking about 2025. People really need to start thinking now, not in 2025 like we used to.
It's crazy how early people are ready to book. And so we actually just had a group of ladies with us earlier this week, and by their second day, they're like, okay, now how soon can we rebook? We're ready to book for next year. And as we head into the golf shows right now, which are, you know, early spring, we're already booked for a lot of our premium lodging, a lot of everything. There's still lots of great, you know, opportunities here, lots of tee times. But if you know you want to take a golf trip in 2025, you need to start the conversation sooner rather than later, just so you have the most flexibility.
And, you know, what's interesting here, too, what I really enjoy about Tullamore is you have lodging for every type of budget and every type of traveler. So if you need to have that, you know, Four Seasons, high end, you have that. Or you can, you know, be in the rooms that we're in are really, really nice. And it's like the Windward?
The Hideaway.
The Hideaway.
Yes.
The Hideaway, sorry.
But, that sounds cooler.
Yeah, it sounds actually pretty cool.
Yep.
But that's what I think is amazing is that you have options for everybody's budget.
Absolutely. You know, we've got everything from a 10-bedroom, 10.5 bathroom house that sleeps 24 people, that rents as a single unit, the ultimate party pad, if you will, to the Hideaway. Our hotel at St. Ives, the Inn, has a lot of 1- and 2-bedroom suites. So literally all sorts of lodging. If you just want a place to lay your head and you want to cram your buddies into a room, we've got that. If you want room to socialize, play pool, play some cards at night, we've got lodging for that as well.
Well, yesterday we were coming up the 18th hole, Tyler, and it's a par 5, and there was a group of gentlemen out in their backyard, and they were reviewing everybody's tee shots and either giving you the thumbs up or razzing you and that kind of thing. And I had asked Matt, I said, well, who lives there? Is that a member? And he said, no, that's one of our units. They're just renting it. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. That thing looked like a Taj Mahal house. I mean, it was unbelievable right there on 18, which is the signature hole here at Tullymore. Tell me, Matt, what kind of things, innovative way, can someone expect to see? You're somebody who doesn't mind trying new things, taking a chance, trying if this is going to work or if that's going to work. You know, you tried a simulator here, didn't quite pan out the way you did, but hey, we'll scrap that. We'll do something else. What are some other innovative things that you tend to like to shower the folks and give that extra little detail of attention to?
Yeah, I think the first thing that we really focus on is we want to build, if you're coming to Tullymore and St. Ives, we want to build your package and your trip to be exactly what you want. So if you want to play 3 rounds, 2 nights, whatever, the first step of a good golf trip is making sure you're able to do what makes your golf trip great to you. So we build every package custom, but you know, some people like a little more cookie cutter, and you put together packages for them as well that, you know, are just a 36-hole overnight stay with a meal. You know, finding that kind of offering for every golfer. You know, one of the things I hear too often is that, oh, I can't afford to play Tullymore. That's out of my price range. And I'll tell you, we offer tons of great specials, senior specials, you know, pre-purchase round specials around the holidays at great price points, you know. So there's really an opportunity to play. But I think the other thing from a innovation and technology side is making sure that people have the information at their fingertips. And golf sometimes is a little bit slower to get to the technology side of things. And even as we roll out, you know, new technology features, you know, here for our members and guests, just for booking tee times, managing their stuff online, people look at me and like, well, I can still call, right? You know, and so you'll always be able to call. But there's a lot of different stuff coming around as far as ways to offer packages, ways to get information to the consumers, and we're definitely trying to be on the forefront of that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's amazing, too, as I work with your group, work with you, work with some of the planners here, your point as you were talking really resonated with us because the customization piece is so overlooked, I think, at times, because often when we go into the resorts, we have to comply to the way the resort wants you to act and the way your event needs to be run, where I think your approach was totally different. You said, well, what are you guys trying to do? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? What's the feeling you want the guests to walk away with? So it's almost like you looked at it from the back end first. What are the takeaways? What are we trying to achieve? And then let's map out a plan to get there. And I thought that the approach in the event planning in your trip was, I would say, more not only customized, but almost like a boutique, because that's the kind of service that you get when you come to a place like Tullymore. I know in going to some of the bigger places like the Pinehurst and the whatnot, you just are another person in the conveyor belt in the line of, you know, firing, if you will. We're here. It's been amazing. Every time I walk to a different place, a different building, whatever, people know our names around here. That's the thing that has stood out to me. So whether that starts with you in your hospitality and training and cascades down, nice job, because our people feel very, very welcomed here this weekend. And I think it goes back to just really a lot of your core values here.
Yeah, you know, we're a family-owned company. We're a small resort in the grand scheme of things. But we've got a great team of managers. Our director of golf, Gary Lewandowski, just drove by. He's been here over 20 years. You know, I joke around that Gary was just standing over there, and they started building the clubhouse around him, and he stuck around. And you know, he is just a wealth of knowledge for us here. And our group sales division is actually run by a PGA professional. I think that's one of the things that sets us apart is the people you're going to work with have a passion for the sport, and they have a passion for hospitality. And that makes it fun. I will tell you that we have a lot of fun doing what we do. I mean, you've seen us at golf shows. We're there to have a conversation and just enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you mentioned earlier about the price points. And for CDGA members, if you're listening to this saying, you know, Tully Moore, I haven't really thought about it. You do have a very special offer that only CDGA members can get when they come here. If you come here Monday to Thursday, you can get what they call an excellent stay-and-play package. It includes 54 holes, two breakfast vouchers, lodging for two nights and three rounds of golf on two amazing Michigan golf courses that are two different types of tracks that I think really sum up Michigan quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when you're at the Tully Moore course, you've got more subtle undulations on the ground. And then you found, again, the best seat in the house here somehow. I don't know that I've ever been here before, but I like it a lot. I might build a house or something. I don't know. But, you know, a lot of elevation changes over at St. Ives, a lot more tree-lined fairways. And so this course, St. Ives, really gives you the way up north feel, and I think that Tully Moore, I mean, they're both just beautiful, but we talk about it a lot. When you're on the back nine at Tully Moore, I mean, it is just you and nature and silence. And I was out showing Matt Shepard around from a radio station down in Metro Detroit a couple days ago, and we were on the 12th hole, and there was just a deer about 20 foot from us just looking at us, and we were looking at the deer, you know, and he goes, just stop and listen. Oh, there's nothing, you know, yep. And it's just, it's amazing. It's a great spot to think about your golf shot.
Matt, real quick, before we let you go here, you know, like the state of Michigan, very underrated when it comes to golf, and there's so many great options up there. But like, what makes Tully Moore, in your eyes, stand out from some of the other resorts up there?
You know, I think the best thing about Tully Moore is we're closer to everything. You know, we're the up north feel, the up north course, you're going to get every bit of up north golf here with about 2 hours less on the car. So if you're coming from Chicago, it's a 3.5 hour easy drive from the city. Super easy to get here, all freeway, and you're going to just get on the course a little bit easier, enjoy your time a little bit easier, and that Sunday drive home isn't quite as painful.
Well, we'd love to
hear that. We're going to play and then drive home.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yep. Well, thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate you taking some time for us today, and appreciate you having Mike up in the 10th tower as well.
Yeah. You got to come up next year.
Hopefully soon. Yep. One of these years, I'll make my way up there.
All right.
Love to have it.
All right. Matt Golden, CEO of Tully Moore Golf Resort. This segment brought to you by Tully Moore Golf Resort. Experience a Michigan masterpiece. When we come back, we will dive into there's a new agreement on the LIV Tour when it comes to media, and could it lead to a bigger network deal for them as well? We'll discuss all that and more when we come back here on the CDGA Golf Show.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course, Tyler Rocky and Mike Gilligan. We talk golf with you every single Saturday throughout the golf season, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000. And Mike, there was a new deal that was struck between CAA and LIV Golf. And for media rights, and CAA also does a lot of stuff with the PGA Tour as it pertains to their media rights. But a lot of people are starting to think, could this open the door? And I think this is something we actually discussed a couple weeks ago. But could this open the door for a network like TNT to get the rights to LIV Golf? Because right now, I mean, LIV Golf is getting outdrawn by pickleball. And if you ask anyone, like for me, I think pickleball is a tremendously fun sport to play. I think it is incredibly boring to watch. LIV Golf, to me, the brands of the players that are on that tour versus, I mean, I can't name a professional pickleball player. I don't know if you can, Mike, but I can certainly name plenty of people that play on the LIV Tour and should be showcased at a higher degree than what we're seeing right now. And should certainly be outdrawing the whatever pickleball tour is going on. And I just look at this opportunity now, LIV Golf and TNT, this feels like a perfect marriage here. When you think about the fact that TNT has gotten out of the NBA business after this season, they're getting into the football business. They're picking up a couple of, I believe, Mountain West games this season, and then also they're going to get a couple of the early college football playoff games as well. But there is an opening. There is a gap, and you've got plenty of talent that you pay handsomely to work for you. And, I mean, the rumor all along early on was that Charles Barkley was having conversations with LIV Golf as a chance to be a part of their announcing crew. And maybe all of that stuff resurfaces now if it ends up doing something with LIV Golf now.
Yeah, and your point about Charles Barkley, he was talking with LIV. He had serious discussions, but I think because of the timing back in 2022 and where the NBA's contract was with TNT and all the rest of it, he stayed put. Given what has now transpired since, to your point, TNT makes a lot of sense, a tremendous amount of sense. We worked with TNT when I was at the PGA of America, and they were our cable provider on the Thursday-Friday rounds when we had CBS then on the weekends. And they are a more forward-thinking, out-of-the-box company, not as traditional and conservative as most. So just from the personality of the way that, you know, that station and that channel is made up, I think lends itself nicely, especially with the way things, I think, have softened. You know, our approach, our stand wasn't as, you know, violent and vigilant and, you know, as it's been, you know, once we heard it was Saudi money and all the rest of it. Since June 6th of, you know, last year, it has now, I think, sort of softened everything and has allowed other businesses to take a look at LIV for really what it is. And I think the pickleball situation, in my own opinion, is we're just not educated how to find it, especially in Chicago, because there are certain days it's on the CW, certain days it's on WGN, and it's confusing, and it's just not convenient. You know, that pickleball event, I think, was over on ESPN. Everybody knows how to find ESPN. So I think that's part of their identity issue, is that they have to get, you know, a legitimate television partner that knows that, you know, that channel number is this. They don't have to go look it and Google it and all the rest of it. And that's really what has transpired. And I think, you know, between the fatigue of what is going on between the PGA and LIV, I think the fans are just getting tired of that. And really, quite frankly, don't want to spend the time trying to find it. Now, if it were more convenient, I think they would watch it, because I do think that their telecasts have some merit in terms of the differential and what they do and how they produce it. And I think some of our current broadcast partners that are in golf could learn a few things potentially from LIV. But I do think that TNT could be an amazing opportunity. And I think if they were to make that move, I think LIV has definitely a future. If LIV cannot find a decent television partner, I shake my head just wondering what's gonna happen when some of the names that we all know now age out. And unless they have a very good recruiting plan and a poaching plan, you know, I think we're gonna they're gonna suffer. But to me, this is that first sign that there is hope, that this thing is going to come out with a solution that everybody wins by, and most importantly, the fans. And I think, unfortunately, this is how we're going to have to learn where we stand in the conversations between PGA and LIV. Things are so tight-lipped. I think it's going to take entities like this that have to get certain ducks in a row before they set out on some of these initiatives that they're talking about. So while they're trying to be quiet in the negotiations, regular business has to start to take place. And by this, you know, LIV going to CAA, who shares the same group with the PGA Tour, if the PGA Tour had a major issue with this, they would have kiboshed that in a New York second, and they didn't. So that tells me there is a bright future out there. The bulb isn't entirely super bright yet, but it's getting there.
Yeah, that's a good point there. And we know, like, in the modern era of sports, the media rights deals are really what propel the revenues for a lot of these leagues and tours and stuff like that. So this is critical. And even though the LIV Tour is different in that aspect, where it's not relying on a media rights deal, it never has since its inception. If it did, it would no longer be around at this point. But I look at what this could do to bring everything together. Like, I think, yeah, the fact that the PGA Tour did not do anything to nix this is certainly a good sign. And in the case of LIV Golf, too, like, and TNT, like, TNT is no stranger to golf. You, like you said, you've worked with them before when you've worked at different events. And more recently, like, they've kind of been out of the golf sphere as of late, but recently, I feel like it's still been in the spotlight a touch with what they've done with the match and how that's been produced as a part of a TNT enterprise. And then on top of that, too, I mean, I think that TNT, very sneaky, has one of the better streaming deals out there, because everyone thinks about, oh, like, where can I get TNT? How can I stream TNT and all that? It's on HBO Max. Like, if you open up your Max, the same thing that you use to watch Game of Thrones or Succession, that's where you can find all of these live events as well. TNT put all of the NBA playoffs on there. They put a number of college basketball games on there. And I think that if you were to be able to secure that with LIV Golf and have that ease of streaming, on top of the fact that if you are a traditional cable subscriber, it's a familiar channel that you're used to going to watch your Thursday night basketball and the NBA playoffs and stuff like that. It feels like the perfect marriage, because A, they've got the opening, and B, it's a brand name, and C, if you can make Charles Barkley a part of that mix and Ernie Johnson, if you put those two as a part of it, I think it would work wonders for this tour and maybe give it a little bit more credibility.
And I think you just sounded out their business plan, Tyler. I really do. Because think about it. If you're LIV, you're trying to get the latest and greatest in apps, streaming, cord cutting, why not go to the network that is basically your leader in that, and that's TNT. And so I think it's a very good move, a strategic move, and a necessary move, specifically trying to get this youth demographic more engaged. Because when I went out to Rich Harvest the last 2 years, and I know what we're going to see when we go out to Bolingbrook, is you are going to see a much younger, different type of crowd than you would normally see at most PGA Tour stops.
Yep, no doubt about that. All right, when we come back, we will keep you updated on what's taking place out at the BMW Championship. As some players are on the course, a few more will tee off over the course of the next 2 hours or so. But Scotty Scheffler is on the course, and we'll update you with what he's done so far early in his round. That's all coming up next. This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
segment brought to you by Tour Edge. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, we talk golf with you every single Saturday morning as we're taking a look at what's taking place out at the BMW Championship right now. Scottie Scheffler on the course, and he is one under through two after he went out and carded a birdie on one. So they are off and running now. Most of the leaders will be teeing off in the noon hour. Adam Scott, your current leader at 13 under, three-stroke lead over Keegan Bradley, your new Ryder Cup captain. They'll go off at 12:35. Ludvig Åberg and his fellow Swede, Alex Noren, will go off at 12:25. Åberg at 9 under, Noren at 8 under. Taylor Pendrith and Corey Connors at 7 and 6 under as well. You're talking a little bit about the President's Cup, too, and with the Canadians that are really trying to earn their way through. I mean, those are two guys right now that really have played some good golf as of late. Corey Connors fighting to get to East Lake right now. He is currently inside that top 30, but he is making the leap up from 33rd. So he does have to continue to fight his way through towards the finish. And Taylor Pendrith, he's made the jump from 27th to 20th. So as of right now, certainly comfortable inside of that range, but certainly things could go the other way if he has a couple of bad rounds here for his final two.
Yeah, and then he's got fellow Canadian Adam Hadwin, unfortunately, is probably going to see his season end as he is sitting at 46. And then Mackenzie Hughes, unfortunately, didn't make it to BMW. He finished 52nd. Right there, those four Canadians, that's a core group of guys that I think the international team really wants to see on the team because, you know, let's face it, the Americans have dominated the international team over the course of this set of matches since it started back in the 90s. And I think they've tied once and won once, the international team, and I think that was back in the 90s. So suffice to say, you know, it's been a long drought since they've won, but I honestly think their best chance is to put those four Canucks on your team, get that home crowd revved up, and man, I'll tell you what, there'll be a lot of Labatt's Blue being sold and a lot of good times being had up there. And if nothing else, they'll lose and at least have a good time. But I honestly think those Canadians could pose quite a problem for the American team, and I have a sneaking suspicion Canadian captain Mike Weir has his eyes on all four of those gentlemen.
Yeah, the Molsons will definitely be flowing up there in Canada. But, yeah, you look at the way that things could be constructed there. It's certainly, yeah, you do have a good, strong group of four right there on the Canadian side. For those also wondering, hey, maybe you're looking at your leaderboards and going, hey, where is Hideki Matsuyama? Shouldn't he be on this leaderboard right now? I thought he was fantastic on Thursday. He was fantastic on Thursday. Unfortunately, though, he did withdraw due to some back tightness and soreness, so he will not be a part of this tournament for the rest of the way. And he looked like he could have been primed up to win another one. I mean, he entered this one at, he finished his first day 5 under. He was tied for second, only behind Keegan Bradley. And if he put together another solid day, he'd be looking at himself sitting inside the top 5 right now.
No doubt. And, you know, when you stop and think about the week that he had trying to get back from the Olympics and then his team finally meets him out there, you know, it's a little concerning because, to your point, I think Hideki was primed to maybe go on quite a run here. And he has that type of talent, and he has the game to back it up. So I was really thinking that this was going to be, you know, the FedEx series presented by Hideki Matsuyama, but there's reason to be concerned. I mean, seriously, he pulled out 10 minutes before his tee time. This wasn't, you know, like early in the morning. So I just hope it's nothing serious. I'm hoping that he's making a wise decision to rest it now so he can be at full throttle for East Lake, and that's kind of what I'm hoping is the case. It would just be so sad to hear that he has to withdraw from East Lake as well if this back problem, you know, gets any worse. But, yeah, I just think Hideki was in a great spot, and unfortunately, to your point, had to leave. But you know what? His spot on that international team is assured. He is the number one point earner in the points. So we will see him in the President's Cup up in Montreal.
Yeah, I got screwed over on I do one of those one-and-done pools where it's kind of like it's like the golf equivalent to an NFL Survivor pool. But basically, you pick a golfer every single week, and whatever earnings they get from that tournament, you get points accordingly. And I was sitting right on the fringe of getting into the money for the year. And Hideki Matsuyama, I was thinking about using... I was set up really nicely. I still had some really quality guys going down the stretch. I've saved Xander all year. And my plan was to use him next week, because not many people have saved Xander for this season. But I had Hideki this week. I thought about using him last week. That surely would have put me in the money. Instead, I went with Sahith Theegala, who was fine last week. Nothing special. But I miss out on using Hideki last week, and then I use him this week, and I'm feeling good. Like, okay, I'll be able to pick up some good points here. And then all of a sudden, he withdraws. When I saw that news, I was like, well, there goes my season. But Hideki Matsuyama, I'm hoping he'll be good to go for Eastlake, because you figure with something like this, he is probably just trying to make sure he's right for next week. He's pretty firmly in third. I can't imagine we'll see him move up very much or move back at all. He seems pretty firmly in third, especially with the way that Scotty and Xander have played so far this season.
Yeah, I think if it costs him anything, if it does, it might be one shot at Eastlake, maybe.
Yeah.
So I think it's a pretty good calculated move on his behalf to maybe be conservative with this approach and treating his back accordingly. But guys that have to play and play well today and tomorrow, as I look at this list, Tyler, mm-hmm. How about Justin Thomas and Tommy Fleetwood?
Yeah.
They're sitting at numbers 31 and 32. So, yeah, they want to try to get into that. So there's so many different things to be watching today, you know, whether it's who's going to make the international team, who's going to make it to Eastlake, and whose season's coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Thomas, I think he'd rather be there than where he was last year, sitting at 71 and was the odd man out from even getting into the playoff. But yeah, it's been a nice little bounce back season for JT. I think the other thing... We have to have a quick Rory McIlroy conversation, too. Did you see what happened with him on 17 yesterday when he got frustrated with his drive, so he just whipped his club into the water, and then he took like a little walk of shame to go pick up the club? I mean, he has been up and down and up and down. It has been a whirlwind season for him. He's currently in eighth in all of the FedEx Cup playoffs. He's tied for 15th at the event right now. He's teeing off about 30 minutes from now. I thought he had bounced back with what he had done at the Olympics and had a good showing there, but he's kind of reverted back to the Rory that we've seen for a bulk of the season.
Yeah, he really has. And, you know, I'm starting to get the feeling this guy just wants this season to end and probably has that feeling since he drove off the property at Pinehurst. This is surprising to say the least, that Rory is not the Rory we was hoping and thinking in the beginning of the season. This second half of the season has been abominable in his eyes in terms of the tour itself and his play there. But a flash at the Olympics, but nothing since. And honestly, you know, he loves Eastlake, but I just don't know that he has any momentum that he can take that's worth anything into this event and carry it, you know, further and make some noise in Eastlake. But, you know, a guy of that caliber, though, you just never know. He might be able to find something between here and Atlanta and surprise everybody. But right now, I wouldn't be putting my money on Rory. He's sliding down the hill. And we also mentioned earlier Justin Thomas. You know, he was at 22nd. He has slid nine spots down. So he's not having a very good week this week, and this could cost him the season right now.
Yeah, he's going to have to play really well today and tomorrow, at least moderately well, today and tomorrow and try to get inside of that top 30 for next week. Xander Schauffele is also on the course right now. He is one under through two. He's pretty firmly, though, set in that second spot on the FedEx Cup points standings right now. So don't think there's much to worry for Xander Schauffele, despite the fact that he's playing he's tied for 16th right now, as well as Tony Finau, who is tied for 16th. Tony, so far, two under through two. So, yep, that's everything that is taking place right now at the BMW Championship. It feels weird. Like, I wish he was back here for this year, because it was such a spectacular event last year at Olympia Fields. You and I had a blast playing Olympia Fields at the media day for the BMW Championship, and then the event itself delivered in epic fashion as we saw Victor Hovland go out and take that one. It was a great, great event, and I hope we get something like that back here soon on the PGA Tour, because it feels like the PGA has kind of neglected the Chicagoland area, whereas a place, a tour like LIV, and we've talked about it before, it seems like they've made Chicago and the Chicagoland area a priority for them.
They certainly have. And, you know, this is going to be interesting to see when the dust settles after they have visited us in Bolingbrook, where this, you know, is going to go in the years to come. Because the PGA Tour sent a message out by releasing the 2025 schedule, and there was no mention of LIV. So LIV now can go ahead and start planning for 2025 and probably 2026. And so where Chicago and how Chicago fits is going to be interesting. And will they go back to Bolingbrook? Or I have heard already rumblings that they're talking to a few different clubs in Chicago already. Now, I can't say who just yet, but I like the chances of LIV sticking around Chicago next year.
All right, so we will keep you updated if Mike can ever unseal his lips on what he's been hearing out there. All right, when we come back, we will go around the CDGA. This segment has been brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Segment brought to you by Tour Edge. Thank you to Jack McGrath for producing today's show. Real quick, before we go around the CDGA, Mike, I did want to bring this to everyone's attention. Peggy Kaczynski, who is the host of Peggy and Dion, which is coming up next, has alerted me to this, but the Chicago Select Golf Invitational is taking place on September 9th at Medina Country Club, and you can join them in the fight against cancer. All the proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society, but it's given people the chance to play Medina, and including the newly renovated number 3 course or one of the other two courses as well. So you can donate and go to chicagoselect.org for more information there. So won't want to miss out on an opportunity like that. All right, what is going on around the CDGA, Mike?
Well, Tyler, yeah, aside from that great cause out at Medina, and for anyone going to Medina 3, I've not seen it, but from what I hear, it's absolutely awesome. But what's going on around the CDGA? Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we are up in Pure Michigan up here at Tullymore Resort, and I just got word that the CDGA team swept 4 matches on the
all
front
right.
nine, but were tied on the back nine in all matches, and they're approaching 18 in just about 10 minutes for the first match. So we are sitting comfortably at 11.5 points. Our goal is to get to 16.5 sometime tomorrow. So right now things are looking good as long as they can execute coming in from the back nine here. CDGA members, we talked about it earlier when we had the interview with Matt Golden. You have an opportunity to come here and get a very special rate of $349, and that gets you 54 holes of golf, including your cart, a couple of breakfast vouchers, two nights of lodging, and the two golf courses, to me, epitomize what Michigan is all about. They're two totally different looks and feel, so you get that north woods feel up north, and then you also have the traditional resort routing that they have here. And let me tell you, you are out with nature at its finest. The deer come up to you like your long lost buddies. It's an incredible experience. And for those who live in the city, it's time to get out of the city and come on out here and get some good, clean, fresh air up here in Pure Michigan. Aside from that, folks, we've got a few other things going on. If you are having some putting issues and you're can't figure it out and want to practice more, Big Moss is got a special discount going on any of their putting greens. So now is a good time to get ready and build that indoor practice area that you've always wanted by using code CDGA15. Go to Big Moss, pick out something that's going to fit in your basement, your garage, wherever, and save yourself some big money there. And then also, we have $2 off, as we always do for CDGA members, at one of the 60-plus Chicagoland Jersey Mike's stores all around the area. And then lastly, X Golf is offering 10% off. Even though I know it's nice outside, but sometimes we can't practice in the daylight
hours.
It's
going to be a little hot this week.
Days are starting to shrink on us. Yeah, a little bit hot. It is going to be hot. That's a good point. But days are getting shorter. So if you're looking to practice a little, go on over to X Golf Air Conditioning, and you can practice at your leisure. So that's about it from Tullymore and Pure Michigan.
Tyler. Yes. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend up in Tullymore at the Great Tullymore Golf Resort up in Michigan. So enjoy that, and best of luck to the CDGA team. Go take down the Golf Association of Michigan in our little Ryder Cup between states here on international soil as well. So good luck to you and the rest of the crew up there. Peggy and Dion is coming up next. This segment has been brought to you by Tour Edge. We'll be back with you next week, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.